Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello, I'm Daryl.
And I'm Cash.
And you're listening to...
Is This Thing On?
The podcast.
Ito na naman kami. A few weeks late, wala talaga kaming consistency sa aming pag-upload ng episode. Pero we're here again, back at a random time or week of the month. As we always do. Yeah, hi, Daryl. Kumusta ka?
Heto pa, God. Actually, super happy na makakapag-record tayo ulit. Pero taas lang ng shift.
Good morning na good morning, no? Oo.
Ikaw, kumusta ka?
Ay, ako? Ay, I'm perfect. I'm doing super well. Minus the what?
Minus the
Menti bees.
Minus the breakdowns.
Minus the breakdowns? Yeah, I'm perfect. My skin is moisturized because, you know, palagi umiiyak. But I'm good. Thanks for asking. Pero yes, this episode is actually special, audible. Alam niyo na yung ano, yung keywords, guys. Pag sinabing special, ang ibig sabihin nun may guest kami. Okay?
Pag ano, pag walang guest, regular. Ganun.
This is a regular episode.
Uh-oh.
Yes, we have a special guest right now with us.
Oo, actually, yung guest natin ngayon is a person na very near to me.
Very literally.
Because he lives right next door. Next door. Next building, ganyan.
Next building.
Oo. Saan ba kami nakita? Nag-meet kami sa... So there's this app where coffee grind... enthusiasts.
Coffee grinder enthusiasts.
Ganyan. Paano, ikaw, kilala mo ba yung guest natin?
Yes.
Paano mo kilala?
He lives close to you. And then, there was, I went to Daryl's place, you know, when he gave a visit. So, we all three just hung out and we had a pretty awesome time together. And we thought of inviting him over to our podcast.
Oh, diba? Ang galing,
diba? Yes.
And now he's here with us after X amount of weeks. Yeah. Post-invitation.
Sabi ng mga listeners, siguro, ano ba itong mga to? Kung saan-saan na humahablot talaga ng ano, kapitbahay na.
Ay, hindi plan to, ha? Plan to.
Plan po ito.
Like, excited talaga kami.
Hala, ano ba yun? Ang dami natin daldal about the guest pero hindi na natin pinagsalita. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce diba, our guest for today. Say hi to Josh. Hi, Josh!
Hey, everyone!
Hi, Josh!
It's been a long time!
I know!
Tagal na namin inimbita. Ngayon lang namin na-record.
Sobrang sorry talaga, Josh.
It's fine.
But we're happy to have
you. It's all good.
Yes.
Thank you. Alam mo, when you were doing the intro.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I never asked them, how much can we divulge? How much can we reveal?
Well.
Ko, no. Baka mag, ano, magsabi ako ng something na, oops.
Okay lang yun. Okay lang yun.
Pero feel free to just speak your mind.
Anyways, actually, Josh, kaya ka nandito sa podcast, sa episode na to. Sige, grill ka namin.
Grill me?
Grill
wow.
Me. Hindi. Actually, ano, it's a good thing that we will be able to talk about character development. Charing. Ganon.
Binawing niya.
Character development bilang mga adults, 'di ba? At least in the lens of relationships kasi alam mo naman tayo mga tigang since college, tapos medyo nagmamature na yung nagbabago na kasi yung worldviews natin ngayon. And
yes.
we're very lucky to have someone like Josh to, you know, share with us how he views relationships, siguro, ganyan. Actually, ang pinaka main na question natin for him is kung naging kontrabida ka na ba, Josh, sa isang relasyon.
Wow. You know, before I answer that, when you were going into topic, naisip ko, shucks, do I have the credentials to actually answer these questions?
Of course.
Yeah.
Because?
Yeah, because your experiences are valid and they're yours.
Yes. And it's your story to share.
Yeah.
So you have all the credentials in the world to share your story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So naging kontrabida na ba ako sa isang relationship? I mean, haven't we all? I mean, lahat naman siguro at some point, di lang tayo siguro aware. Pero like, what kind of kontrabida ba yung always may palusot, fuckboy shit?
Well, that's a good question.
That's actually
in any case naman,
uh-uh.
Been there, done that.
Okay, so aling category ka doon?
Except magkaroon ng kabit.
Uh-huh.
By definition, a full-blown relationship while being uh-huh. in another. So yeah, siguro naging kontrabida naman ako at some point. Siguro yung more of naging kontrabida in terms of manipulating the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, kasi ako kasi parang I was very idealistic before.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos parang I was banking on the idea of a fairy tale love story.
Oh.
Okay.
Diba? Yung tipong bago-bago ka pa.
Oo, madami ka ideals. Ganon. Diba?
Like, paint me a picture. Paano fairy tale love story like?
Yung tipong parang scripted yung first meeting nyo.
Like,
it's
one for the books. Ganon.
Yes. The dates, the ligawan, tapos konting complications, then happily ever after. Na yung ganon, parang may blueprint.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bet. Gusto mo ng ganon?
Yeah, before. Kasi diba we grew up in watching a lot of stuff, like mga telenovelas, ganyan. Grade school tayo, yung mga fairy tales, mga Disney, ganyan. Diba? May mga love stories din doon.
True.
Tapos, yeah, I kind of grew up thinking or wanting to have something like that. Na si Prince Charming will ride off into the sunset on a white horse. Ganun.
Tapos ikaw yung naging kontrabida, ganyan? Nagiging kontrabida?
Ako yung naging horse.
Like W-H-O-R-E-S? By white horse, yeah. Did you mean?
Yeah, so in a way siguro, having that kind of mindset kasi, like if you're following a blueprint, diba?
Yeah.
Kumbaga, it kind of leads you to kind of manipulate maybe directly or indirectly to influence the other person or the situation.
Yeah.
Diba? Kasi parang
you're
may sinusunod ka nga
it.
Na script.
Yes.
Oo. Diba? May sinusunod ka nga na script. And in the event na parang, ay, hindi ganito yung gusto ko. So parang, you would adjust into kind of doing something. In my case, parang I was guilty of love bombing. Yun yung style. To influence the situation.
Yes. That's very interesting.
So, medyo bagong term kasi relatively bagong term to at ginagawa na siya before pa pero ngayon lang nako-call out. Ano yung love bombing?
Love bombing, it's when you like do extreme stuff in kumbaga
in the romantic
showing
sense.
Affection, yeah. Setting up yung situation into towards the other person para ma-feel yun na, ay, I'm getting his or her attention. Yeah, in short, just to make the other person feel na, ay,
they are loved?
Hindi. There's a difference. There's a difference kasi with love yeah. bombing and with sincere, you know, affection and mm-hmm. love gestures. For love bombing, it's more like may iba kang motive eh. May ulterior motive mm-hmm. ka na parang
yun, may gusto kang situation na mangyari.
Oo, ganon.
Something na mangyari.
Ganon, oo.
Kasi akala ko, ang love bombing ay kunyari parang nasa kunyari, di ba? Parang in a situation na may two people na nag-hook up or nag-date tapos nagustuhan nila yung isa't isa tapos this person wants to like grab the opportunity na magkaroon sila ng quote-unquote relasyon. So, ila-love bomb niya. Like, early on, I love you, ganyan, you are so...
I don't think that's love bombing.
Okay, so that's not love bombing.
Oo, parang love bombing kasi for me is ano eh. Una ko na-encounter yung term na yan when I was like reading about abuse, emotional abuse. There's a cycle going on na like you're doing something bad that shouldn't be, para, that should be called out and should be put to stop. Pero hindi siya na-put to stop kasi nila love bomb mo yung victim mo. To forget. You know, you're manipulating that person's ano.
Para mapunta yung favor sa'yo.
Anyway, enough about love bombing. Next, may iba ka pa bang like certain behaviors na you thought were
borderline kontrabida?
Masasabi ba nating red flags 'yon? Oo, no, yung mga
I think so kasi talaga ba? Kasi syempre as well on a regular ano diba, parang we talk about red flags. It's always towards the other person. Ano yung red flags niya? But hindi kasi natin, well, most of the time, hindi natin nakikita or na-assess yung sarili nating red flags. In when we were there in the situation. So I would say siguro, ako before ang red flag ko, yung almost immediate response ko to drop everything when my significant other needed or wanted my attention. Even for the most irrelevant, insignificant shit. Yung tipo nasa work ako, tapos papaalam ako mag-undertime or something lang para masamahan siya.
Ang sweet niya, pero red flag yun kasi hindi mo na-prioritize yung sarili mong buhay at yung buhay mo umiikot na lang dun sa isa.
Yes. Kumbaga, you're building your world around that particular relationship. And sometimes, I expected na they can level with the amount of attention na and affection that I was giving them. Eventually.
Oo, yun pa, no? Yung expectation.
Yun. So, it's kind of a red flag. Parang sabi ko, shit, ganito pala ako dati.
Pero choice mo naman yun eh, to express that love. At yun yung love language mo, ganyan. So,
pero yung second point niya was, kasi he expected that of his partner na. Like, if I drop everything, you should do the same too. And if you can't, kung hindi mo siya alam mo yun, matapatan, pagsabihin, hindi mo ko. Like, kulang pagmamahal. Nagiging ganun. Nagiging point of resentment siya.
So, yung red flag ay hindi dahil binigay mo yung mundo mo sa kanya, pero dahil in-expect mo yung the same thing in return. Hindi eh, talaga ba? Ako, or baka
ano nangyayari sa'yo? Feeling ko kasi, eto kasi si Daryl, in love kasi yan ngayon, kaya ganyan.
Oh no!
I know!
Can we switch the spotlight
now?
No, I know! No.
Hindi ako, hindi, ganito kasi yan. So what, kung hindi mo naman, kunwari, kung aware ka naman na hindi niya maibibigay yung same amount of effort and love and, diba?
That's a good point of discussion.
This is what I want to give to you. Like, I can drop everything. Ganyan.
As long as siguro hindi siya nagkakaroon ng negative effect on your side. Kumbaga, nagiging red flag kasi siya if you start to, that you're neglecting your own needs and your own time for yourself.
Okay. Tapos, Josh, paano mo dine-demand? For example, di ba, yun nga, you would drop everything, even the pettiest of things for that person. Tapos, how do you demand that back? Do you like?
Do you even demand it or do you just wait for it?
Or do you just expect them to do it?
There's no demanding na nangyayari. It's more of parang as the relationship progresses, you wait and see kung marirealize nila. And you end up, yun nga, parang I ended up na ubos ako. Kumbaga kasi I tried to give that person everything. Then ending, realizing hindi pala ganun yung nare-receive niya on his side. Regular thing for him or wala siyang previous experience, so completely oblivious siya dun sa ginagawa mo. Kumbaga wala kasi siyang point of comparison. So at the end, wala, you're left with nothing. You are left exhausted kasi you tried to put in all the work. Tapos yun. feel mo na parang, oh, I'm so exhausted.
Oo.
Laman yung tanke
and,
ko.
And unloved. Kasi hindi nga napupunan from the other end. That's a very...
And when you look at it, kumbaga, when you're mature enough to actually realize it na ginawa mo siya, you realize na parang, it's not something, it's not really healthy talaga.
Mm-mm.
I love how you transitioned that to my actual next question. Kasi my next question was going to be, if these were your expectations and behavior in relationships before, can I ask how that shifted from, hindi to maganda, like, hindi pala to tama?
Ayun. Eh, kasi it's a common thing now or for so many people, no, na they think when we try to give everything to someone, we end up, the other person ends up appreciating what you've done and eventually learn to love you back. No? Pero, yun nga, I think it's very conditional kasi. So, at any moment, you screw up or can't maintain the level of everything, no, quote-unquote, mm-hmm. everything that you set, diba? Tapos, the other person notices, they start questioning or feel that you're being inconsistent. So that's in the first place, kung interesado ba talaga sila sa iyo.
Uh-uh. Hindi siya sustainable, in other words, yung ganon.
I realized that, no, nung paulit-ulit siyang nangyari. Like nagkaroon ng times like I wouldn't call it hoe phase, relationship hoe phase.
Yung white, ito na yung white horse phase.
Kasi kaya siya white kasi you have the purest of intentions.
Ah, gusto ko yan. White horse.
So yun, and kahit na I was a white horse, I still ended up, you know, on the losing end. Kasi nga, paulit-ulit ko siyang ginagawa. Paulit-ulit ako nag-expect na every time I apply this mindset to the relationship, na eventually someone that I will encounter or date eventually can understand that or level with the kind of love that I'm giving. No, eventually, para sabi ko, after one too many guys I've been with, no, kubang-kuba na yung horse.
Kinabayong na masyado. Kinabayong pahinga.
Parang sabi ko, nakakapagod. Tapos parang marirealize mo na parang, ano ba yung na-achieve ko? Wala naman akong, parang makikita mo kasi, syempre, social media, lalo na kung hindi kayong blocking type or cut-out communications type before. Makita mo na yung dinate mo dati, hala, they're happy now with someone or they're more successful now at work. So, syempre, marirealize mo, makakompare mo yung sarili mo. Shit. What have I done these past few times? No? Parang bakit hindi ko hindi ako nag-focus sa sarili ko. Kasi you realize na you were focused on them, di ba? Kaya nangyari yun. Yun yung turning point na na-realize ko, shit, this has to stop.
Mm-mm.
Naalala ko, one of the things that I've learned, I thought na was a green flag, was very similar to yours, Josh. When I, like, growing up, I thought, don't look for the right person, be the right person.
Exactly.
Ganun yung nangyayari na parang, oh, okay, so I should be the right person. I should emulate all of these green flags then. I should be the best person I can be. But ayun nga, realistically speaking, hindi siya sustainable kasi we're also human and we also have our own sets of weaknesses and struggles and demons that we face. So, tapos yun nga, with the expectation pa na, no, if I do this, they will see how, alam mo yun, they will know how it is to be loved and they will love me in return, like that way. Pero apparently, hindi pala ganun na, no?
Kasi siguro naalala ko din from that saying, you know, there's also a saying na kung ano ako, tanggapin mo. Diba? Parang we actually, pagka kasi we hold on to that thought so much, na parang you're saying na kahit ano ako, kahit ganito ako, something negative, diba, tanggapin mo. Which is at some point, at a healthy stage of that saying, no, tama naman na accept the person for what they are. Pero as a person kasi, you should also be aware of ano, yung sarili mong toxicity na kung kaya mo namang gawa ng paraan or work on it, then why not, diba? Kumbaga, it's gonna be less of an issue in the future during, ano, pagka nagkaroon ka ng relationship, diba? Let's say, yung mababaw na aspect, money, diba? So, alam nga namang, I'm not sure if this is politically correct, diba? Pero yung, say, yung parang situation na, alam mo namang walang-wala ka, pero you choose to, dahil
mag-waldas.
Nga, love mo yung isang tao, magwawaldas ka para sa kanya. Diba?
Si Daryl tuwang-tuwa dun sa gesture. He was like,
do it. Go, do it.
Lumalabas yung pagka-biases mo ni Daryl. Naloloka.
Diba? So, pagka hindi naging successful yung ganung venture mo with person, di ba? You'll be left with nothing. Struggle ka pa financially.
So, in that sense, yung sinasabi mo, ganito ako, tanggapin mo, sa'yo, the way that applies is like, you give all ka talaga. Like, walang limitations.
Well, sa akin naman, kasi yung mindset ko noon, when I had that kind of attitude towards relationships, I was really expecting na, which is wrong, na the more you show the other person na ganito ka when it comes to relationships, that you'll take care of them.
Mm-mm.
Eventually along the way, kung hindi pa sila at the same wavelength, no, they'll actually have interactions with some other people and then they'll realize na ay okay, yung ginagawa pala ni Josh is kumbaga ito na yon, this is the standard, parang ganun. Parang even during the relationship, ina-expect ko na may marirealize siya. Which is kind of wrong kasi, parang nagiging manipulation na siya eh. No? Pagkaganan yung thinking mo, talagang minomold mo yung tao na pagkay kinawa ko to, ang goal mo is to make him realize na ito yung maganda, ito yung ano.
That I'm the best there
the
is.
Best. Yes, diba? Parang,
parang it's not, the intention is not,
hindi siya white horse.
Hindi na white horse.
Hindi na siya, for the other person's good, purely. It's more on to show. That's actually that's a very brave statement to say, I think. Kasi a lot of people do that, but won't admit it.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, they would fight for it na it is indeed of good intentions. And nothing is wrong about it.
Tapos, share ko lang. Kasi I've been on both sides of the spectrum of relationships. Kumbaga,
the giver and the receiver, ganun.
Taray.
Yeah, ganun.
Okay.
Tapos I dated this particular person. Parang ganun din yung style niya. Parang love bombing din. Tapos, parang recently nakikita ako na nagpo-post siya about it. So, alam mo yun, parang, parang he was letting other people know na ganito siya, na,
damn.
Kumbaga, ina-advertise niya yung how he is in a relationship.
Oh. Yeah.
And then, sabi ko,
tapos okay, kayo pa nun?
No.
Next.
Quite recently lang na nag-start siyang mag-put out ng content.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope he doesn't,
But okay, yeah. Lang, wala mo tayo sinasabing name.
Yeah, okay lang naman. Kasi, siguro, just to get my point across, baka paulit-ulit kasi, parang ngayon kasi ang nagiging content niya na, na paulit-ulit siyang nare-reject or iniiwan. But during yung based from our experience, parang, hindi kasi niya nare-realize that there are things that he has to work on. So parang pagka nagpo-put out siya ng content, parang medyo cringe. Hindi naman, I'm not saying na sobrang pure kong tao or kong tao. But alam mo yun, parang when will he realize that he also has to work on some stuff.
Uh-oh.
Diba? Baga, hindi, yun nga, parang bottom line is most people talaga are not self-aware of their own
toxicity.
Toxicity and red flags.
I have a question on that note.
Yes.
It's a very hot seat question.
Oh, shit.
Pero it's related to what we were talking about. Feeling ko lang ha, it's, I don't know, I would hesitate to answer, or I don't even know the answer to this. This is why I'm also asking. Not just to get your opinion, but, you know, to get a sense of what other people think. Does one have the right to call out other people's behavior if they have their own flaws or red flags? Do you have the right to call them out?
Sinong them? Huh. Like the partner? Or like your neighbor?
Let's say general... Okay, let's start with, sige, your partner.
Okay.
Let's start.
I think if you're active or presently in a relationship with someone and you notice that yung partner mo meron ganitong shit, then... Yeah, I think it's, you know, I think you're in the position naman to call out.
Mm-hmm.
Pero as the one calling out, you're not, parang, dapat siguro hindi mo i-exclude yung sarili mo.
Mm-mm.
Into also calling out or being aware of what your flaws are. No, so
yeah.
I think calling out is a healthy thing to do. No? Let's compare it. So work na lang din, di ba? If may hindi ginagawang tama yung coworker mo, then it's all right. Lalala, especially if it's ano, if you belong in the same team and it's affecting your work, di ba? Kumbaga, call outs are really healthy as long as you give positive ano kumbaga constructive criticism towards that ano, di ba? Pero yun nga, in terms of relationships naman, I think it's okay as long as ano, kumbaga maayos na usapan. Hindi yung sumbatan. Kasi may ganun eh. Nagko-call out na parang sinusumbat niya na.
Or yung nagko-call out kasi you want to put yourself into a higher ground than the other person.
Wrong, diba?
Parang, oo, kaya tama ka na parang while you call out the other person, you're also aware of
your own shit.
Oo, parang grounded ka din sa sarili mong shit. And the motive to call out is to not just simply call out and like say na, when you're doing this wrong, I'm doing it right. Ganon.
But in the case of your neighbors, no? Tungay na, ba't yung
kapatang ganyan? That's true.
Anong baki mo?
Oo nga, Kesh. Bakit mo na tanong yun?
Hindi naman. Like, kasi madami, for example, not necessarily the neighbors. More like, sabihin natin, personalities.
Social media.
Yes, social media. Personalities. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when there's an issue that's popping out, a lot of people are, you know, very inclined to say their opinion about something. For example, ito, very hot, ano siya, cheating. O, diba? The very, ito, pag merong lumabas na issue about cheating, everybody gangs up on it. Like, everybody's like, ah, patay na tawang cheater. But I understand, of course, where that coming from. Pero sometimes people tend to be too much. Ewan ko ha, when I read, you know, posts or comments, people just saying opinions about stuff like that. Parang minsan, hindi ko alam kung saan ang gagaling. Bakit sobrang galit na galit sila sa
grounded,
isang...
Bakit
sa
grounded
celebrity
sa,
na,
ano, sa experience nila. Tapos china-channel nila yung anger.
Baka nga, no? Baka. Pero sometimes, parang I'm like, girl, like, that's too much though. Like, kumakaano ka para namang... Like, sobrang pure mo. Like, siguraduhin mo sanang sobrang pure mo. Kasi kung makakuda ka online, parang sobra-sobra naman ata for, you know, for somebody you don't know.
Siguro, ano lang, no, parang ako kasi, I try to stay away from that. Especially kung personal siya, personal issue siya that was made public.
Yeah, no.
Diba?
Kasi without them, hindi pa din, no. Without their consent lalo, no? Yung,
syempre celebrities yun eh.
Hindi ka pa din inclined to give your opinions. Lalo na kung it wasn't meant to be publicized naman.
Yeah.
Oh,
pero kung public shit, like may
pa-interviews
na ng away o may
PR talaga nila.
Something, tapos it was caught on cam, then, di ba, it's public, di ba? Pero yung personal shit na ganun, parang, I think people need to learn how to mind their own business.
Yeah, that's also true. Wala lang parang ayun. I was just curious about what you thought about that.
Ako, ano, siguro if I were to ask a question ngayon, kasi earlier you mentioned na meron kang ideal picture of what a relationship would look like. And siguro those ideals may have changed. Pero, correct me if I'm wrong, ha? Pero I think we still have our reconstructed picture of what our ideals are right now.
Yeah.
Tama ba?
Yeah.
The ideals might have changed, pero ideal pa rin siya for us. So, ang tanong ko ay, ano yung ideal relationship mo ngayon?
Well, I'm currently living in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really nice.
Quite recently, pag-usapan namin ng partner ko about yun nga yung my preferences. No? Me and my partner have been together for about 3 years now, going for. Oh. Ayan. So, ayun, if, ano, kasi, I mean, no offense yung to those who still have yung traditional views or norms when it comes to relationship. Mm-hmm. Because that's their thing. And because as a culture, we were heavily influenced by religion in our country.
Mm-mm.
And we actually grew up on those beliefs. Tignan natin fault yun. But for some or a lot of people nowadays, kasi I think we're slowly opening up to what feels more natural. I don't know if that's a politically correct thing to say.
I think that
feels more natural. Kasi when that word comes up, diba, it's kind of subjective.
Uh-oh. Like by feeling more natural, what does that mean?
Okay, so we have people who now engage in polyamorous relationships. Some have open relationships now.
Mm-hmm.
And for most of them, it actually works, diba? Mm-hmm. And a lot of them have been together longer than those who try to be the monogamous relationship,
okay.
Yes.
Diba? Which is the traditional kind of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And emphasis on try, you know.
Yeah.
Siguro, I'll be getting in a lot of trouble by saying this, but aminin man natin, diba? Some of those who say or think that they are in a monogamous relationship have regular undercover encounters that,
mm-hmm,
you know, pagka nahuli, then...
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Very true.
Pag hindi naman okay lang, pag nahuli, ending na.
Uh-oh.
Minsan okay pa rin kahit mahuli. But in any case, kasi I think it's not our place to judge those who have unconventional setups in their relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Kasi I know I did. Before talaga, parang... I was really fascinated with how polyamorous relationships work.
Mm-mm.
Na tatlo kayo in a relationship.
Or more. Yeah.
How does that work? Diba? Parang, hello, what, they have, ano, parang regular orgies. Pero kasi, parang, that's the shallow
understanding of it, yes.
Of it.
Uh-oh,
yeah.
Uh-oh.
Parang, all they do is have sex, that they're in a relationship, they're in a polyamorous relationships because of the sex. Diba? Parang hindi kasi ganun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not, no, that at all. Exactly.
It's not that shallow as majority of, or most people think that it is. Ayun, until I experienced it firsthand.
Really? That's, yeah, amazing.
So yun, napag-usapan na namin siya. Quite recently, actually before, no, the night that I canceled.
Oh, that's okay.
So, sabi ko nga sa kanya, hello, parang buti na lang napag-usapan natin. Kasi I was supposed to go on a podcast with Da and Kesh for this. Then I was really worried na pagka narinig mo, you wouldn't be okay with it. So, saktong-sakto na napag-usapan natin.
That's wonderful. I'm so happy.
Ayun nga, na parang... I mean, it's we're still working on it, but mm-hmm, it has a good positive reception naman to both sides.
That's, mm-hmm, wonderful. Thank you for sharing that bit with us. It's a very intimate part of somebody's life, and every time people or our friends come up here and, you know, are ready to share stuff, we are so thankful that, you know, you're willing to talk about it. But if I may ask more questions, is that okay?
No, you may not.
Siyempre, I have to check first.
Give it to me.
Okay, so since you've been starting or have started in the relationship in a polyamorous setup, what are the key things that you've learned na this is this is kind of like the foundation of our relationship and we have to make this right?
Good question.
Siguro first I would like to share nung hindi pa open sa akin yung idea. There was one time, I was also in Thailand. Siguro mga 5 or 6 years ago.
Mm.
And I was in a relationship with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I went to Bangkok for a business trip. No?
Yeah.
And ako kasi very adventurous akong tao. I try to immerse in the culture. Alam mo yun? Kumbaga, nilulubos at nilalasap ko talaga yung time ko when I'm out of the country. So, it's also my thing to go out alone.
Yeah.
No? Na sinosolo ko yung time ko for myself. Mm-hmm. No? And having those adventures. So there was this one night that I went to, I explored the gay life of Bangkok.
sa red light ba?
Yes, because we were checked in really close. Really close to the red light distance, okay. Like walking distance lang siya. And there was this street there na talaga it's full of gay bars.
Uh-uh.
And a lot of, syempre, since it's a tourism capital, talaga maraming foreigners, whites, all races, nandun. And I managed, it wasn't really my intention to have this thing happen to me, but I hung out in a bar, no? So fun fact, yung bar kasi na yon, or siguro most bars sa kanila, so you have like the streets, no?
Mm-mm.
Tapos may bar dito, may bar dito, they position the tables and the seats like so you have the opposite sides facing together. So parang nagpi-people watching kayo.
That's so cool.
Ganon. So yeah, that was the setup. So I was in one of them, and then I had the table for myself. I ordered the beer, and then there was this European guy who sat next to me. Tapos sa table ko talaga nag-upo siya doon. Tapos so parang what was going through my mind, I was really, oh shit, I'm gonna get picked up tonight. Parang, am I ready for this? No. But knowing myself naman, kasi makwento akong tao. Eh. So I took the opportunity to, you know, make a deep conversation with a stranger.
Mm-mm.
So yun, parang we got into a conversation of, kasi siya very open siya with his with how he is, no, in terms of his sexuality. Na number one, he's a submissive bottom.
Okay.
Tapos he mentioned that he hooks up 3 to 4 times a day.
Wow. Okay. A very high sex drive.
Yeah, and he does this regularly when he's in the country.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, yun. So, I was fascinated by that, Tapos, he revealed na he has a partner pala.
Mm-mm.
So, parang sabi ko, how does that work? Does your partner know?
Mm-mm.
Ganyan. And parang sabi niya, na my partner is aware of what I'm doing naman.
Mm-mm.
And we don't, kumbaga, they don't necessarily have to, you know, talk about it deliberately na, oy, may finok akong ganito, ganyan. No, parang hindi ganun.
Uh-oh.
Kumbaga, they just have the understanding na I'm doing my own thing. You're allowed to do your own shit.
Uh-oh.
Tapos sabi ko, why do you have that kind of, parang, is your partner not enough? Are you having trouble with him ba? Kumbaga, may all of this is in English, di ba?
Kasi tinagalog mo yung French, ay yung European guy.
Yeah. Ayun. So parang may something ba na hindi niya nabibigay sa iyo that you're looking for the people you hook up with? Parang sabi niya hindi. Parang he's just naturally that way.
Mm-mm.
And kumaga, sabi ko, parang dating kasi sa akin noon, parang you have a problem.
You're both
having a problem with each other.
Mm-mm.
Parang sabi niya, no, it's the other way around actually. Na parang we love each other and hindi ko siya iiwan because I love the life that we built together. So that really stuck with me. Na parang, okay, so that was the moment na na-realize ko that maybe love and sex and having these sexual encounters aren't really that, you know, tightly knitted together pala, as opposed to what we're taught when we were young.
Word.
Parang they can be separate. So ngayon, going back to that, parang na-realize ko siya unti-unti when it happened to me personally, na I was really, you know, courting this guy, which was a very toxic guy.
Okay.
Apparently.
Recent lang to?
Parang 2 years ago.
Ah, okay. Okay.
And pre-pandemic, 3 years ago. Yeah. So, yun, parang, di ba, pag when you're courting someone, you're developing feelings na din kasi.
Mm-mm.
So, parang yung setup namin was, I was, syempre dahil hindi pa naman kami, parang I was allowed to, you know, satisfy myself with other people then. Kasi it's single ka pa rin.
Uh-uh.
So, but to me, parang medyo may effect na sa akin yun. Kasi I have feelings for this guy. Tapos I was, you know, I was allowing myself to have sexual relationships with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was doing that, yun, nangyayari na yun, realize ko na, bakit parang hindi nawawala yung love ko dun sa guy, yung feelings ko dun sa guy.
Mm-hmm.
No? So that's when I realized na baka nga naman talaga hindi siya talaga tightly knitted together.
Mm-hmm.
Ayun.
That's really great. I was thinking while you were talking about it, a lot of people kasi when they hear that kind of setup, they automatically say, so open relationship kayo. No, that's always their follow-up question. So, as an open relationship kayo, now I just wanted to ask you, yeah, what's the difference between polyamorous relationships and open relationships, if you've already encountered that?
I think, ito, hindi ako totally sure, pero open relationships are a part of the more broader term ng polyamory. No, polyamory kasi is parang you're developing feelings,
mm-hmm,
or relationships,
yes,
with more than one person, no? But pagka open relationships naman, it's kind of a setup between you and your partner where you're allowed to actually
have
be with
sex,
other people.
Yeah.
So by definition, when I am currently in an open relationship, I am also
polyamorous
na. Yeah.
Yes. I get a lot of questions like that and I try to explain. It's not being in a polyamorous relationship, I've learned, is like kind of a mindset na your love is infinite in a sense na parang there's no bounds to how many people you can love. And with polyamorous relationships, they build connections and they build relationships out of multiple people. And it doesn't have to be sexual. Sometimes it doesn't even have to be romantic. You just acknowledge that this relationship is something that you want to keep in your life as something, as a constant, kumbaga. And again, there are variances with the setups, with multiple setups.
Yeah.
The point is, it's a relationship that you're not afraid to build or to put a label on or to not put a label on. You just, you know, like you said kanina, it's what feels natural.
Siguro to get into specifics, no, yung current setup that we have, parang we both made it clear that yung relationship namin will be exclusive in terms of yung commitment ba. na ano, sabi ko nga sa kanya, pag nalaman mo na in love ako or nakipagrelasyon ako sa iba, yung talagang serious relationship, sabi ko, patayin mo na lang ako, parang ganon. Kasi it's never gonna happen talaga, no? So yung current setup namin, exclusive kami in terms of that, but we're allowing each other to have relationships that are not as high up as what we have.
So what are your other limits though? May pinag-usapan ba kayong, okay, we can do this but not do that? Ganyan.
Pagka yung ganun kasi, I think it's more about the preference of the other person. Kasi yun lang naman yung general rule namin. Na, okay, do your thing, but the moment that you feel na hindi ka na happy sa relationship natin, then just tell me and, you know, diba? You're free to go. Sumama ka na lang doon kung in love ka sa kanya.
Yeah.
Parang ganun. But everything else, diba? If, as long as, alam mo, as long as you're being safe and, you know, you practice healthy measures and doing what you want to do, then go ahead. But for me kasi, no, personally, ako kasi yung type ng person na sexually, ha, hindi ako nag-enjoy whether I'm a top or the bottom.
Oh, interesting.
I told him this. I wish I did.
Yeah.
I really wish I did. Uh-uh. When I watch dirty movies, you know, I feel like, shit, I want to do that. I want to do this. But when I'm actually doing it, it doesn't feel pleasurable whether I'm the top or the bottom. Kumbaga, to me, kasi parang masyado siyang, masyadong nuanced.
Yes.
Parang there's too much work to put out before, during, and after.
I see.
So, kumbaga, versus the pleasure that I'm getting from it. But I've tried it, and it was fun. It was pleasurable, but not as compared to yung downsides that I personally have towards it.
So how do you get pleasure sexually then?
There's this new term, yung side, diba? We have top, bottom, power top, power bottom, versa. So there's this new thing called being a side. So it's when you do, just foreplay.
I see. That's fascinating.
Yeah. So it's side.
That's it.
Things I learned today.
Yeah, it's fairly a new term. Actually, na-coin na siya.
Yeah.
And na-implement na siya dun sa coffee grinding app.
Oo, dun sa coffee.
I love that. I love how we have, acknowledged the existence of things, of preferences. I love it so much.
So yun, so pabalik sa setup namin, ako, I assured him na hindi mangyayari yung may makipag-penetration ako sa iba. Kasi it's really not my thing. Diba?
Mm-mm.
But if it's your thing, then
go ahead. Yeah, it's fine.
No. For me, it's not gonna happen.
That's perfect. That's wonderful. I love how you guys are open to communicating, your limits and your boundaries. Yeah.
Kasi ngayon din kasi what I feel towards, alam mo, I'm not sure if it's natural for other people as well to feel or to have this kind of, ako kasi parang kine-question ko lagi, mahal ko ba talagang itong taong? When I make sense of it, parang I think I do.
You do eh,
Kasi diba nga, nagkaroon ako ng shift from being idealistic na alam ko kung ano yung dapat mahalin ko dun sa tao. Diba? Versus now na medyo nag-fade na yung lines that I have with and standards that they have.
More like, kasi those standards that you talk about, it's kind of like, it's what society has established for us. Eh. The blueprint came from them, So parang kayon, you do have your ideals, pero it's more of following what you actually want.
Like, you get to define your ideas.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So yun, parang every time na he cooks for me, parang he, alam mo yun, we sleep beside together, parang doon ko na feel na ako nga, this is yung mga stuff, good stuff, na hindi ko naranasan sa iba.
Yung
without the judgment, open communication, ganun, na talagang, okay, I really do love this person.
Yeah.
That's great. That's beautiful. Actually,
that's beautiful.
Siguro, if you were to, like, if there were people listening to this podcast na are struggling in shifting from that traditional blueprint to how they would want to naturally feel and express their love with their partner, what would you tell them? Kasi ikaw, kunwari, nakarating ka na doon, sila yung mga nagsa-struggle kasi parang hindi ako happy dito sa traditional blueprint na to. Parang kontrabida pa din ako.
For starters, especially when you're single and, you know, actively looking, don't actively look for a relationship. Parang ganon. Kumbaga, as much as you can, try to experience everything when you are single. Yung explore your sexuality, go ahead and meet a lot of people, get to know them, and then assess yung talagang gusto mo, no, yung acceptable sa'yo. And during the process, i-assess mo din ano ba yung how are you towards them, di ba? May ginagawa ka bang toxic shit na hindi mo nakikita? Kumbaga, really get to know yourself first. Yun ang really important. Kasi before I met my partner, no, I've experienced a lot. I've been on the both sides of the spectrum, losing end, winning end, being a fuck boy, wanting to be in a serious relationship, ganun. So, kumbaga, unknowingly, parang na-pinpoint ko na yung talagang gusto ko sa hindi. And ano ba yung mga toxic shit na ginagawa ko kaya hindi nagiging successful yung mga relationships ko before. Kasi some people kasi nafe-feel nila na I want to be in a relationship so bad, pero they're not doing anything about it, diba? Gusto lang nila relationship agad, pero pagka tinanong mo na, oh, have you experienced this na ba, na parang siguro with ano na lang, parang ganun. Parang they're really apprehensive or meron sa silang hesitation into, you know, parang experiencing things that they think has to happen in a relationship. Parang so, yeah, that's one thing that
you would tell them.
I think can help.
Yeah,
you be open when the conversation comes up when you're already in a relationship. But to those who are already in a relationship, I think it's best to get to know each other, build a really strong foundation before you open that, especially if talagang feel mo na gusto mo talaga siya, na he's really the one for you. Kasi mangyayari yan if you open it that way, no? Kumbaga magiging deterrent siya eh. But I'm not saying na, kasi the way we started ng partner ko.
Yeah.
The divulge ko naman. We were fuck buddies before.
Okay.
So it was talagang a sexual relationship lang. So from the get-go, aware na kami na I have this kind of needs, na ganito yung pinagmulan ko. So para may idea na siya na, baka in the long run, ma-apply pa rin niya or ganun. So yun, kumbaga aware na kami on what can happen. So eventually yun, para naging nakakontribute siya dun sa strong foundation na knowingly, alam ko naman na ganun siya and I accepted him for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, so ngayon at nag-build na kami ng strong foundation in our relationship, we're both pretty confident that no matter who we hang out with, we have these encounters with, no, we're pretty confident na hindi siya magre-resolve into something that could potentially shake up our relationship.
Kumbaga, secure na kayo.
I think, yeah, kumbaga, open communication talaga.
Yes. Mm-mm-mm. That's true.
Ayun.
Dami natin natutunan.
Yes.
And, but I'm interested that, what, ano, but in general, what do you, ano, what's your take on this topic?
I, ako, like, I think one thing that society should learn from this episode, society should learn from, is that people don't get to dictate how relationships should work on other people, and that as adults, as consenting adults, we get to define ours, ganyan, and we shouldn't pattern our relationships to the standards of other people, especially if it compromises our own, ganyan. Mayroon akong takeaway yun. At kung kailangan mong maging kontrabida para ma-define mo yung sarili mong relasyon and veer away from those traditional standards, then be the kontrabida. Sa lens na yun. Ayun.
Nice. How about you, Cash? Of course. Dapat meron din.
Gusto ko yung, ano, maganda yan. Yung guest yung mag-aan. Oo, game.
No, yeah. Yung takeaway ko sa conversation na to is, we've, ano, as a society, well, as a people, we've grown and evolved so much. And I love how we are more open to, you know, talking about these things and experiencing these things and talking about those experiences, which, you know, makes us vulnerable at some point. But I love that we have started to come out of our shell, little by little, and these things have been talked about. I have been dying to talk about polyamory. We have been dying, actually, to talk about polyamory for a very long time. Kasi, as much as Dahil and I have been learning a lot about polyamory, we've also noticed that not a lot of people talk about this, not a lot of people know about this. And it's kind of sad na, alam mo yun, there's this whole group or subset of people whose, you know, perception of relationships are perfectly valid and, you know, resonates. Pero at the same time, hindi sila na-acknowledge as something na valid and na-villainize pa. Yun yung sad part about it, kasi na-villainize siya, kasi it's not understood, because it's not being talked about more. So my takeaway is, you know, let's keep talking about these things, kasi this is how we learn, eh. Let's be open to listening to other people's, you know, stories, you know, be open on how they see it. It doesn't even matter if you agree with it or not, but just be open in learning about it. And that helps a lot, actually. So I'm really, really grateful na kahit super delayed ang recording session natin, Josh, that you still, ano, gave us the honor of guesting and talking about your personal and very intimate story.
Yeah.
And being vulnerable in our podcast, it means a lot. And I am pretty sure that there are some listeners or a lot of our listeners would learn more about this, and hopefully that would, you know, open the floodgates for them to be more curious and, you know, to get the conversation going out there. Wow. Yeah.
Speaking of conversation going out there, actually, Josh just started his own podcast.
Yes.
Right? And if you guys want to listen to him, you can search for his show. It's called SDK Adventures. We'll be posting his show link sa show notes namin, but give it a listen, guys. Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty soon, I'll be having both of you.
Aww. As my guests. Aww. We would love that.
Yeah.
Masarap mag-guest.
Yeah, it's gonna be me doing the grilling.
Uh-oh. Yeah, let's do that sometime.
Ayun. And I grill really hard.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That sounds so hot. No, so what's your podcast about, Josh?
Well, I've actually done this a lot, you know, with my personal conversations with friends. And I think it would be a good idea to put it out so that a lot of people would learn. So what I'm doing is, you know, I'm breaking down their kung paano sila mag-isip, what brought them to the actions they've done. So it's parang inuungkat ko lang.
Parang
therapy sessions. Uh-oh. Yeah. Well, yun nga. So if you guys want to give it a listen, it's called STK Adventures. We'll post his show link dun sa aming show notes. Yeah, so give it a listen. And if you also want to learn more about our show, just follow us on social media. Iba-iba yung handles namin kasi naubusan na. Yun unique handles. So ipopost rin namin yun sa show notes namin. And be sure to follow our show on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. And even on Amazon Music.
Thank you so much, Josh, for joining us again. And we hope to have you back. Maybe a continuation of this, you know, topic or even other topics. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be up for that. Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you as well to our listeners. Thank you for patiently waiting. And we hope to be back sooner with another episode next time. So we'll catch you later. Hanggang sa muli, ako si Kesh.
At ako si Daryl.
And this is...
Is This Thing On?
The podcast. And cut. That was good. That was a good one.